God is a Compassionate God by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. God is gracious. It is He who makes things right, our most compassionate God. Psalm 116, verse 5. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22 23. Psalm 116, 5 refers to God as the compassionate God. The Hebrew word rendered compassionate here is rachem, meaning to fondle, by implication to love, especially to compassionate. Compassion is a passion of God, for the root of our English word compassion is passion. Compassion is derived from the Latin with suffer or suffer together, meaning a suffering with another, a mixed passion compounded of love and sorrow, literally a suffering with another. Just as our own greatest sufferings are rooted in the sufferings of those whom we love, so God, being the compassionate God, suffers right along together with His creation. He suffers with us in our trials. It is in this vein that D.G. Hayter fittingly poses a question with a resultant answer. Does God stand aloof from the Ionian tragedy, watching as a spectator His vast designs being worked out in His creatures, but unaffected Himself thereby? No. For He, the Lord inherent in all His works, is vitally involved in the dread result of sin and affected more deeply than His creatures. Sin has ruined His handiwork, spoiled His creation, and has deprived Him of love and worship and glory, which is His by right as the source of all. We ourselves have some minute appreciation of the havoc wrought by sin and feel each day the pains of its rations. Is this not a feeble replica of what God, the source of all, must feel in its midst? Does His heart not ache? Are not the sufferings of humanity echoed in the heart of the Father? He, no doubt, suffers with His creation throughout the course of the eons. But sin's most bitter blow was dealt when it pierced His heart, depriving Him of His beloved. Let us not think of our God as a hard, impersonal deity, above and apart from Ionian suffering, but a compassionate Father. God has introduced sin into the universe with a view to the working out of His intention of ultimately becoming all in all. In order to attain this objective, it is essential for all His creatures to be thoroughly convinced that God Himself is the sum of all their desires, the fulfillment of all their hopes, and the consummation of life's experiences. It is essential that they know failure and distress, humiliation and pain, in order that when God reveals Himself to them, they will unhesitatingly and spontaneously worship and adore Him as their loving Father and source of all bliss. God would be hard-hearted indeed if He had no feeling for the sins and sufferings of His creatures. Aiknach.